It's Monday, October 3rd, 2011. Thanks for tuning into this special All Music from Adam Curtis Documentaries episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh boy, do I love that song. That was Baby Love Child by Pizzicato 5 from Japan. Probably my favorite Pizzicato 5 song ever, Baby Love Child. It's really good. That's from their album Made in the USA, and it's a fantastic way to open up this special All Music from Adam Curtis Documentaries episode of The Sounds in My Head. Now, if you're not familiar with Adam Curtis, then you may have not known that Pizzicato 5's Baby Love Child was the opening credits music to his most recent series, All Watched Over by Machines of Loving Grace. But if you are familiar, then maybe you have seen it, and if you have, then the footage that he shows while he's playing that song is kind of, it sticks with you, because that's what he does. And just to give you a little synopsis, Adam Curtis, he's this BBC documentary filmmaker who makes these usually series, so he'll do like 3 to 4 episodes on a topic. the series will have a title, and then he'll make these hour-long episodes for the divided up into some way. And he's fantastic at it. He's phenomenal. The format is basically sort of montages of crazy B-roll that you can't believe. It's just the wackiest, weirdest B-roll footage ever, combined with his narration and occasional interviews and really great music selections. And I read this quote once that described his work. It said, "If there's ever been a theme in Curtis's work, it's been to look at how different elites have tried to impose an ideology on their times and the tragicomic consequences of those attempts." And I mentioned that Baby Love Child is the opening credits music for All Watched Over by Machines and Loving Grace, which is a really great series. And I love this description of it. I read this. Here's the description of the series. This gives you a sense of how dense these film series are. The three episodes cover novelist and philosopher Ayn Rand's influence on the powerful economist Alan Greenspan, alongside Silicon Valley and computer utopianism, how cybernetics and systems theory impacted on ecology and environmentalism, and finally, relationships between genetics, the selfish gene theory, and racism in the Congo. So yes, that's what you're getting into when you embark on a crazy path with Adam Curtis. And they are so good, these films. They're some of my favorite things to watch. And part of what I love about him is his impeccable choices in music, which he mentioned in an interview. He said, "Trash pop, all I care about is trash pop. In the films, the inner DJ comes out. That's what it is. It's me nicking all the stuff I like. And fortunately, I share Adam Curtis's taste in music." And so I thought I'd just do a whole episode where I just play songs from various documentary series made by Adam Curtis. And I'll play some little clips from Adam Curtis films throughout here as well. It's hard to play clips of him because A, they're visual, B, it's very long, it's very dense stuff. So it's hard to find like a 90 second clip of anything that's worth listening to that's not the whole episode. But I'm going to try. And one I'm going to play here in a minute, listen for this, is a British guy. This is from a series from the late 90s called The Mayfair Set. And it's a clip of this guy describing how some people didn't really understand how to use toilets and they made messes and ruined some apartments. But the way he says it is just the most hilariously over-the-top British. You know, it's like it's so British you can't even understand what he's saying. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. So listen for that. You know, you got that to look forward to. And another thing he made was a series called It Felt Like a Kiss. And that was really good. That was like an hour-long music montage. There's no narration. It's the only one I think that there's no narration. And there's text, on-screen text narration a little bit, but a lot less than his other films. And it's just fantastic. It Felt Like a Kiss. He made it for a theater production, but they aired it eventually as well. They aired the film on BBC. So that's a really great series. Got to check that one out if you can find it. It's on YouTube and stuff, all this stuff. Anyway, so this song is from It Felt Like a Kiss. A lot of the songs on this episode are, because that one was all music. And they're from Liverpool. They're called Clinic. I played them on the show a few times before. This song's great. It's called Monkey on Your Back. I pulled it from the Monkey on Your Back EP. Check it out, Clinic, with Monkey on Your Back. Where else but on this all music from Adam Curtis documentaries episode of The Sounds in My Head.
your mirror, reflect what you are. In case you don't know, I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. Darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
In 1974, David Sterling came back to Mayfair. He found it completely transformed. It had become the social centre for the oil-rich Arabs.
One has to say, putting it as tastefully as one possibly can, that I think some of them are a little unfamiliar with the Western Lavatory. I mean, I can understand that, you know, if you walk in and you haven't seen one before, it does look a very strange and unsympathetic object. And quite obviously, rather than using it, an awful lot of them have preferred to use the floor. And unfortunately, without clearing up some of the mess over a long period.
What has been the result of that in the flats?
Well, it's main unpleasantness has been the smell, which has come up the ventilating shafts with such ferocity on some afternoons that we haven't been able to go into the bathrooms. I mean, I must say that the aroma of Levantine remains, you know, will be with me to the day I drop.
I like the way you walk, I like the way you talk, let me hold your hand, try to understand. I want a girl like you, tell my troubles too. Don't be afraid, you heard what I said. Let the cold wind blow, let him blow, let him blow. From the east to the west, I love you the best. Let the cold wind blow, let him blow, let him blow. From the east to the west, I love you the best. The way you talk, let me hold your hand, try to understand. I want a girl like you, tell my troubles to you. Don't be afraid, you heard what I said. Let the full wind blow, let them blow, let them blow. From the east to the west, I love you the best. Let the full wind blow, let them blow, let them blow. From the east to the west, I love you the best.
So hard, oh, oh, I need love.
Oh man, such good stuff that we've been hearing. I'll tell you from the start, we heard the Velvet Underground with I'll Be Your Mirror, song by Nico right there from Velvet Underground and Nico. And then we heard Fats Domino's Let the Four Winds Blow, best of Fats Domino. Doris Troy with Just One Look, best of Doris Troy. And the Exciters with the original version of Doo Wah Diddy Diddy from Best of the Exciters. All those songs were featured prominently in It Felt Like a Kiss. To great effect, typically. Really fantastic uses of all those songs to tell the crazy stories that he wants to tell. The production, it's this immersive theater company, Punch Drunk Productions. They actually did a Macbeth show here in New York called Sleep No More, which I saw, which was something else. But I think I would have rather seen It Felt Like a Kiss, which seems like it would have just been phenomenal. Adam Curtis says he wanted to make a film about what it actually felt like to live through the last 50 years, where you could see the roots of the uncertainties we feel today, the things that they did out there on the dark fringes of the world that they didn't really notice at the time, which would then come back to haunt us. So that's the kind of the theme of the film. It's crazy, crazy, as all of his films are. It's really fantastic, that one. All right, up next, we're going to hear New Order with Age of Consent. I'm pulling it from their Power, Corruption, and Lies album, one of my favorite New Order songs, and it's featured prominently in the film The Trap by Adam Curtis. The Trap is really interesting. It's a four-part series that deals with sort of the misappropriation of the word freedom, how people don't really seem to know what freedom means, and it's a lot about game theory, and it's fantastic. That's a really interesting one. It's The Trap, one of my favorites. So here we go, New Order with Age of Consent from Adam Curtis's film The Trap, among other places, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Won't you un fiacre à lait trottinant. Tiens, vidia, hop là, un fiacre à lait trottinant, jaune avec un cocher blanc. Derrière l'estore baissé, tiens, vidia, hop là, derrière l'estore baissé, on entendit des baisers. Puis une voix criant Léon, tiens, tiens, hop là, puis une voix criant Léon, tu me fais mal, ôtons l'orgnon. Un vieux monsieur qui passait, tiens, tiens, hop là, un vieux monsieur qui passait, s'écrimait, on dirait que c'est ma femme dont j'entends la voix. Tiens, hop là, ma femme dont j'entends la voix, il se lance sur le pavé en bois. Mais il glisse sur le sol mouillé, tiens, hop là, mais il glisse sur le sol mouillé, gratte le v'là escrabouillé. Du fiacre, une dame sort et dit, tiens, hop là, du fiacre, une dame sort et dit, oh, chouette Léon, c'est mon mari, y a plus besoin de nous cacher. Tiens, hop là, y a plus besoin de nous cacher, donne donc 100 sous à ce cocher. Un fiacre à lait trottinant, jaune avec un cocher blanc. Un fiacre à lait trottinant, jaune avec un cocher blanc.
The ultimate political goal at the heart of our age is the idea of individual freedom.
I believe that freedom is the future of all humanity.
In Britain, our government has set out to create a revolution that will free individuals from the control of old elites and bureaucracies. A new world where we are free to choose our lives, not be trapped by class or income into predestined roles.
To liberate Britain from all the old class divisions, old structures, old prejudices,
to liberate the individual.
And abroad, in Iraq and Afghanistan, Britain and America have set out to liberate individuals from tyranny. For those leading it, it is just a first step in a global revolution for democracy. But if one steps back and looks at what has resulted, it is a very strange kind of freedom. The attempt to liberate people from the dead hand of bureaucracy has led to the rise of a new and increasingly controlling system of management, driven by targets and numbers. While governments committed to creating freedom of choice in all areas have actually presided over a rise of inequalities and a dramatic collapse in social mobility. The consequence has been a return of the power of class and privilege. And abroad, the attempt to create democracy has led not just to bloody mayhem, but a rejection of the American-led campaign to bring freedom.
Go home, Yankee! Go home, Yankee!
We're here for your fucking freedom! So back up right now!
And it has summoned up an anti-democratic, authoritarian Islamism. This, in turn, has helped inspire terrorist attacks in Britain itself. In response, the government has dismantled long-standing laws designed to protect our freedom. This is a series of films about how this strange, paradoxical world came to be created.
We'll be right back.
This series is about how those in power have used Freud's theories to try and control the dangerous crowd in an age of mass democracy. When Whipper will call. This episode is about Freud's American nephew, Edward Bernays. Bernays is almost completely unknown today, but his influence on the 20th century was nearly as great as his uncle's. Because Bernays was the first person to take Freud's ideas about human beings and use them to manipulate the masses. He showed American corporations for the first time how they could make people want things they didn't need by linking mass-produced goods to their unconscious desires. Out of this would come a new political idea of how to control the masses. By satisfying people's inner selfish desires, one made them happy and thus docile. It was the start of the all-consuming self, which has come to dominate our world today.
Yellow is the colour of my true love's hair in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time,
that's the time,
that's the time,
that's the time
I love the best. Green is the color of the sparkling corn in the morning. Rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time,
that's the time,
that's the time,
that's the time
I love the best. Blue is the color of the sky in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time,
that's the time,
that's the time,
that's the time
I love the best.
Hold it.
Rise in the morning.
right, so back there we heard from France, Georges Delerue with Camille from the Le Mépris soundtrack, a really great soundtrack, and that song was featured prominently in the film All Watched Over by Machines of Loving Grace, but he's used a lot of other songs from that soundtrack in other films as well, so that's a good one to pick up if you want the whole, you know, Adam Curtis collection, which would be, it's a lot of songs, actually, to track all this stuff down, but, you know, that's a good one. But he also, he uses a lot of music from soundtracks, so I'm playing kind of the more pop numbers, but, you know, he uses a lot of stuff like Ennio Morricone and a lot of classical music, John Carpenter songs, Brian Eno gets used a whole lot. But I'm kind of focusing on the more pop numbers just for the show, because that's what I'm playing. Well, speaking of pop, we heard a really nice French pop song by Jean Sablon with Francia. I don't know. You know, look for links to everything I play on the Sounds of My Head website at soundsofmyhead.com, including what all these songs you know, from France are. And then I played The Kills from the UK with the song Monkey 23 from their album Keep on Your Mean Side. Then I played Donovan from Glasgow, Scotland. Donovan. That was the song Colors. That was kind of a hard to track down version. I can't seem to find anywhere to buy that on MP3, but that's the 1968 longer version, which is my preferred version of Colors, even if it seems to be very hard to buy at this point. I don't know why. I didn't have any trouble, you know, a long time ago when I bought it on CD, but whatever. So that was, you know, Greatest Hits and More, which was featured prominently in the film The Power of Nightmares, which is probably, if you've seen anything by Adam Curtis, you've seen The Power of Nightmares, which is one of his most well-known outside the UK film series about sort of the rise of security fears, how we got to 9/11, what happened after 9/11. It's kind of a fascinating thing. And you know what I love so much about Adam Curtis documentaries is I find conspiracy theories very appealing just because they're cool and weird and interesting, you know, but most of them are totally wrong. Like, and what's great about Adam Curtis documentaries is he makes these films that seem almost like conspiracy theories, but they're not. They're just like, you know, documented, like, here's actually what happened. And it's like way weirder and more sinister and darker than most conspiracy theory people dream up, you know, and his are actually true. They're not even, it's not even theory. It's just like, yeah, this is a statement of all the different things that happened. And history and reality is once again more interesting than fiction is kind of the takeaway, especially of The Power of Nightmares. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with another song featured prominently in an Adam Curtis documentary, Yo La Tengo's Nowhere Near. It's kind of long, it's from their album Painful, but it's a really great song, and it was featured prominently in The Trap, among others. So check it out, Yo La Tengo with Nowhere Near, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Stealing Fat by the Dust Brothers from the soundtrack to the film Fight Club. I also talked over Welcome to Lunar Industries by Clint Mansell from the film Moon, Forgive by Burial, Baja by the Astronauts, Return to Hot Chicken by Yo La Tengo, and right now I'm talking over On the Rebound by Floyd Kramer, my new favorite song. I open the show talking over Stereo Total's Aya from their album Monokini. You know what? All of the songs I talked over on this week's episode of the show are naturally from various episodes of different Adam Curtis documentaries. All really good stuff. You can really... I took the time recently to compile all these different songs from Adam Curtis documentaries. It cost a lot of money to track down all these songs. Even buying as many as I could from eMusic and whatever, it still was a lot of money. And then also... there's just so many. It's like hours and hours of music if you really pull it all in. It's such good stuff. Highly recommend checking that out. I think there's some Adam Curtis playlists in Spotify. So if you're in the Spotify zone, not really into that thing yet, but I might get there eventually. But if you're in there, I think there's some playlists, so maybe you can find that. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, you can tell your friends to listen. You can also leave feedback at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Become a fan on Facebook. I always like it when people do that. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or just tune in again in 2 weeks on October 17th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.